Why does our parasha start off with Vayakel Moshe? Moshe brings them all together. Vayakel, the implication of that statement is that Moshe turned them into a kehilah. He turned them into a congregation. Why was that necessary? Why was that important? A beautiful answer given by the Eretz Chemda is, he explains that you have to go back to the beginning. Klal Yisrael come to Matan Torah. It says that they came to Har Sinai, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. And Rashi's famous question is, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar? Why does it say Vayichan? Just say Vayachanu. They are many people, therefore it should be written in plural, says Rashi, a beautiful answer, Kisha Chad Balei Vechad. When they get to Matan Torah, what happens? They are all Kisha Chad Balei Vechad. Every single person, the entire Jewish people are on the same page. Every single one of them is of the same heart, of the same mind, dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful thing to see in Klal Yisrael. And yet, what happens afterwards? Not that long after, they end up at Chet HaEgel. And at Chet HaEgel, it's clear that everybody is not on the same page. You have those people that are full believers in the Egel. You have those people that are bystanders, that aren't willing to stand up. And then you have the people like Aaron and Hur who stand up to them. This is what happens. It's not Kisha Chad B'lei V'chad. It's many people with many different hearts and many varying feelings. It was lost. The sense of oneness was lost. The Mishkan is going to be built, but the Mishkan has to be that unifying place where everybody comes back together. Vayakel Moshe, Moshe brings them back together, says the Sefer Eretz Chemda. For what purpose? He says, if we're going to build a house that's going to have Hashras HaShchina, Hashem's presence is going to reside in it, it will only work if we're Ki'ish Echad B'lei V'chad. Vayakel Moshe. Moshe brings them all together once again. Interestingly, until the building of the Mishkan, people were permitted to bring korbanos on their private bamos, your private place where you build your own mizbeach. You were allowed to do that. Why did that stop when the Mishkan was built? Vayakel Moshe. Moshe needed to put them all in one place. There was going to be one central place where we all dedicated our thoughts, our hearts, our minds, our actions towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Moshe tries to accomplish through the action of the building of the Mishkan. It's not surprising, as we said 2 days ago, that Shabbos is also in Vayakel Moshe, because Shabbos does that on a weekly basis. It brings us all together. Have a great day.